This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 75 degrees in Carbondale, 73 in Mount Vernon, and 74 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Sunny skies today, we'll see a high of 95 degrees. Winds will be south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Governor Pat Quinn yesterday notified state officials that he will close two state prisons, including Illinois' only Supermax. It's cause for big disappointment in the communities that house those facilities, as Rachel Otwell reports.
The memo Representative Brandon Phelps received from the Quinn administration is brief. It says a final decision has been made. The state prisons in Tams and Dwight will close, as well as a pair of juvenile detention centers in Murfreesboro and Joliet. That's despite legislators including money in the budget to keep the facilities open. Phelps, a Democrat from Harrisburg, says the closures will hurt the economy of many downstate communities.
The governor has totally turned his back on people downstate and the working men and women that this is going to affect. This is uncalled for. It's very disappointing after, you know, all the times that we in both chambers and both sides of the aisle have gotten this money into the budget. This was real money to keep those facilities open.
Phelps says he'll fight against Quinn's plan, but state law leaves it to the governor to decide whether to close state facilities. The governor's office confirms the prison closures and says it will also shut down adult transition centers in southern Illinois, Decatur, and Chicago. Quinn is also moving forward to close state institutions for the developmentally disabled and mentally ill. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The governor is figuring out how to deal with big cuts in the budget of the Department of Children and Family Services. The spending plan, which the governor says he's reviewing line by line, would cut the DCFS budget by $85 million. The dollar figure equates to firing 375 workers or ending grants to social service agencies statewide. Quinn had initially proposed $35 million in cuts to the department and says he's not happy with the $50 million in additional cuts proposed by the General Assembly.
We have to make sure that children come first in Illinois all the time, particularly children who are in harm's way.
DCFS does have statutory obligations, including investigating reports of child abuse and supervising foster care. Because of those responsibilities, cutting staff further may not be an option. New figures from the governor's office suggest schools would have to pay out hundreds of millions of dollars more each year if they were forced to absorb pension costs. Under one possible scenario, the extra cost to schools would be $580 million annually after 5 years. In a slower shift, the cost after 5 years would be almost $350 million. That's a lot in raw dollars, but still a fairly small share of overall education spending. A $580 million increase is roughly 3.4% of what school districts spent in last fiscal year. Governor Quinn says the figures show schools would be able to absorb the pension costs gradually, but Republican leaders continue to say the issue should not be a part of the pension overhaul now under discussion. Housing rehabilitation funds are now available for tornado victims in southern Illinois. The Illinois Housing Development Authority spokesperson, Rebecca Boykin, says storm victims can apply for the funding to repair everything from a roof to electrical supplies and plumbing.
For those victims of the devastating storm, this is going to give them hope, allow them to continue living in the community that has become their home, and really start to rebuild again.
Boykin says the process takes about 4 weeks from the time of application until the funds are in hand. She says tornado victims can apply for the assistance through two local agencies. They include Crosswalk Community Action Agency and Wabash Area Development. You can get more information from Crosswalk at 937-3581 and from the Wabash Area Development Incorporated at 963-2387. Restoring the Birds Point New Madrid levee to its original height may take a bit more time. A bid protest has halted construction at the Southeast Missouri levee. A&M Engineering and Environmental Services out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, protested the type of contract the Army Corps of Engineers awarded to rebuild the levee. A&M also challenged the government's evaluation of their proposal. Army Corps of Engineers officials will review the bid process to determine the merits of the protest. Engineers spokesperson Jim Pogue says there's no timetable to resume the construction. Young General Contracting from Poplar Bluff won the $2.4 million bid. Sunny today. Look for a high of 95.